Welcome to Because Your Business Can't Wait, a series of podcasts focusing on CA service availability solutions. I'm Paul Lancour with PodTech. In business, IT departments are more important than ever. Systems are becoming more and more complex, but at the same time, businesses are relying more and more on their IT departments. I asked Sarah Meyer, Solution Director for Service Availability at CA, to give us an overview of the effect of this transition on IT.
IT is responsible for. Technology is now so intrinsic to so much of what a business does that it's really impossible to separate IT from the business. But this is a complicated and difficult transition for IT to make. They need to start by recognizing what the business side needs from IT so that the whole company can optimize the advantages that technology brings to all kinds of the business activities. And when I'm talking about these business demands, it's lots of things. It's not just business transactions that take place online. It's cost control. It's regulatory compliance. It's 24/7 access for global customers. It's competitive pressures. But it's all the ways in which the resources of technology can strengthen a business and make it more competitive. Now, these business demands are often broad, and they're often perceived broadly by the business and not in the same way that IT perceives them. And as an example, one of these key broad demands is for reliable and high-quality service. And that can be tough for IT to translate exactly to the many machines it has to manage and the many systems and applications and deliver at levels that are acceptable to business.
So historically, there's been a lack of understanding on the part of IT departments of the business needs of the organization. Is that true?
My father was in IT starting back in the 60s, and at the time it was keeping mainframes running a very few number of applications, and they had a very limited charter about what they needed to do. So gradually, IT's gotten more complex. There are many different kinds of systems, many different kinds of software that are running, and at the same time, business has found that there's a competitive advantage in using more and more technology. So there was never one magical moment when IT thought, oh, we need to make a shift in the way we deliver business. But the pressures and the demands are converging in such a way that now is the time that IT really has to think of a new model in how they deliver services, because things have changed so much since the original IT model, when it made sense to have experts who really could manage in a silo each one of these systems, but now they really can't be able to deliver that business service that business demands.
So given that we are at this crossroads, what is it that IT can do to help satisfy the demands that business is putting on it?
Well, a lot of IT managers are looking at different ways to evolve IT to this different model. They need to be able to manage and measure IT services, as I've said, rather than those specific pieces of technology. So they need to look at the business end, look at it from the business user's perspective, and figure out what business processes use different IT resources, and figure out a way to consolidate and correlate the way they manage different activities and events on all the machines that they monitor, and make sure that everything is delivering at the level of each business process needs. So there are a couple of things going on here. One is this mapping of diverse and disparate IT resources to a single business process. And then another one is figuring out a way to monitor and manage and measure all of those IT systems from a correlated and consolidated perspective so that IT can respond quickly before a business user notices any kind of disruption at all to service.
And there are a couple of resources that IT managers are looking to help with this transition as well, right?
Yes, that's true. Because it's such an important transition, lots of people, lots of thought leaders have been looking at this problem for some time. There are a couple of different organizations, in particular ITIL, which stands for IT Infrastructure Library. ITIL is an organization that's been around for over a decade. It's a nonprofit consortium, and what they've done is document best practices in IT from this IT services perspective. They're trying to enable this mapping of IT services to business processes and trying to help IT introduce this new kind of best practice into their operations. And another key thing about ITIL is that it's all about measuring and assessing and planning out incremental improvements and in a continuous improvement model. It's not the idea that someday you're going to come in and just completely transform anything. It's a gradual, incremental approach. Pick the point where you want to start, plan and assess and continue to make improvements over time.
So we have this need in the marketplace. IT needs to focus more on the overall business needs of the organization, and we have a set of best practices and an actual process in place for IT to do just that. How are software vendors fitting into that and helping IT managers support ITIL best practices?
Well, our number of vendors realize that the best thing they can do is make their own kind of transition. And that transition is not just to sell products, but to help their customers by advising them and presenting solutions to the market. And the solutions that I'm talking about would include the kinds of services that help IT assess where they are today, plan out where they want to go, talk about maturity models in doing that, what's our maturity level right now in certain areas of IT, plan out where you want to go, an incremental process for how you're going to get to your destination, focusing in on probably one spot at a time. This is sort of a typical IT model where you pilot in one area and then you gradually deploy so that you don't disrupt everything. And then the vendors can help the customers figure out the best way to make this significant shift, because now what we have are lots of products that don't tend to integrate very well, and that's part of the solution, is integrating these products and bringing in not just the events and the performance information from each of these disparate monitoring programs into one central console. That's part of it. But another important part of it is correlating and analyzing all of that information so you're not flooded with a lot of noise from your systems, so that you understand what a real problem actually is that you need to respond to. And those problems are mapped to business processes. As much as possible, a good vendor also helps customers apply policy-based analysis so that some activities and some repairs can be automated, and that frees the staff to make sure that they're doing more planning, more proactive management, and not just running around reacting to emergencies and events. I mean, the ideal would be that you never hear again from a customer that there's a problem, or from a business user, that you can detect all those problems within IT itself long before they become disruptions. One of the things that IT certainly understands is that business is not always at the same steady flow. There are all kinds of peaks, there are all kinds of stresses, and good service means that IT is able to protect users from all of those disruptions, and they can do this with the approach that maps business processes to IT services, that manages those IT services holistically, and that uses automation and policy-based proactive management as much as possible to make sure that the professionals and the experts are being able to look forward, to plan, to adjust systems so that they're working at peak efficiency, not so that the experts are running around chasing after fires and smoke and things like that.
If I'm an IT manager, why should I choose CA for my service availability solution?
CA has been looking at this problem for some time, and we've been working on transforming our own company to become a solution provider and to look at the problems from the perspective of the business, not just from the perspective of each individual expert system for which we provide a monitoring tool. So we've introduced some solutions, including a service availability solution that uses this best practices approach for a proactive style of correlated, consolidated management. We also have some assessment services, some education services, so that we can work side by side with our customers and help them plan a way to implement service availability solutions across their enterprise in a process of continuous improvement. This includes not just assessment services and education, but of course products. One of the key things that I would like to point out is that CA is one of the few vendors that can provide products that span across mainframe and distributed systems, applications, every piece of the infrastructure. And at the same time, we can integrate those products and we can respect our customers' investments in other products and integrate those as well.
As we wrap up this podcast, Sarah, what would you like our listeners to take away?
Well, I think there are three main points I'd like to make. One is that there's tremendous pressure on IT to transform the way it does business, to be better aligned with business, so that they can provide consistent quality service. Another point is that CA has the services and products to help them make this transformation. And then finally, that this is a transformation that involves not just technology, not just products, but also people and process. And CA is here to help customers make that change to a more proactive management style.
So that's a great overview. And in our next podcast, you and I will be discussing planning service availability improvements for the organization. So thanks a lot for the overview there, Sarah, and thanks for joining.
Thank you very much.
Sarah Meyer is the Solutions Director for Service Availability for CA.